So this is the Studio Museum of Harlem. A really, really fantastic art museum. I know you guys have been to where you've been to the Met and MoMA, right? Alright, so this is the Black American Metropolitan Museum of Art. It is the first museum in America to focus on African American art and art of the African diaspora. And it's a truly unique and major cultural institution in New York and also just in America and internationally. It's a pretty big deal. They have championed quite a lot of really great African American artists, and they've tried to ensure that a lot of other African American artists that might have otherwise been forgotten are not forgotten. Certain outsider artists like Bessie Harvey and J.B. Murray, who grew up poor and impoverished, and some of them illiterate in the American South, their art has been shown here and been championed here after they died. You have certain artists who took on residencies here who are now major contemporary artist players. People like Carrie Mae Weems, who is this really fantastic contemporary photographer who takes photographs of urban African-American scenes and was really one of the first to really show African-Americans as a proper photographic subject. Also, Kerry James Marshall, who actually...
I saw him last night at the Brower.
All right,
I'm so sorry. Here,
we'll
go around the corner.
After you file at H&R Block. Coming today or make an appointment at hrblock.com. Don't just get your taxes.
Yeah, I saw Kerry James at the Brower yesterday.
Yeah.
So students go and see him. You can might say a bit more about him.
Yeah, oh, absolutely
now,
will.
You might say a bit more about him.
Yeah. Oh, so I just wanted to be able to get everybody around. I'm not sure I can jump that far.
A bit closer, folks. Come a bit round.
So the other person I was going to talk about before we got moved was Kerry James Marshall, who actually got her start at a residency here at the Studio Museum. And Michael was just mentioning the fact that she actually has a solo show that's just about to end at the Met Broyer, which is the Metropolitan Museum's latest museum. They just acquired the building this past year.
I think it finishes today, actually, the 29th.
I believe it does.
It goes till 9 o'clock tonight if you're interested.
She's a fantastic artist and a fantastic painter. She actually also had work in the Met Broyer's opening exhibit. The Met Broyer just opened this past year, and it's sort of the Metropolitan Museum's new crown jewel. And so the fact that she got her start with a residency at the Studio Museum and has managed to ascend to be considered probably one of like the leading contemporary art painters in America right now is a very big deal. Studio Museum also has done a really good job preserving and maintaining the works of Jacob Lawrence, who is actually a Harlem Renaissance painter. He painted a series called The Great Migration, which was one of the first series that you saw in major contemporary art world that was discussing Black American subjects, and specifically the migration of Black Americans from the American South and rural areas to the cities. And the whole series is absolutely amazing. And it was also exhibited at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and I believe it was the first solo exhibit at the Met that was done by a Black artist, which was a major feat. So they've done a really great job preserving his work as well, and he's definitely an amazing artist to look up if you're into 20th century art and that sort of scene.
What was his name again?
Jacob Lawrence. All right, so we can keep going.